Right here?
It's like what we shouted to be all day.
Wow, that's really fancy.
Yeah. All right. It could be I should have brought perhaps an umbrella today in case he throw lemons at me at the end of this one. Be careful. I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, the much anticipated kind of a shear. Gemara says, makes a very, very simple statement. Mixas kaira mitoich esrim, mixas kaira lamalim esrim, mixas schach esoich esrim, mixas schach lamalim esrim, amar rabba bemovo ikosha besukah posel. Maishta bemovo de kosher, terminan kloish, sukah namid lema kloish. Now, the problem strikes you as soon as you read this Gemara. According to virtually everything we know, we learned the different shitas in sukkah. I gave you out those learned guys. I think have learned sukkah. Almost everybody here, you know, the two, three shitas. We have Rava, we have Rabbi Zera, we have Rabba. Rabba says Laman Yedu Derei Seichem. You should be cognizant that you're sitting in a sukkah. The understanding is that up to 20 shaltabena, a person sees more than 20 loy shaltabena. Kaira, we learned, at least according to Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok, because we did Heker. The Gemara was medama them together on Daf Gimel, right? The previous sugya. L'chaira, as long as it's under 20, you notice what's above you. So there's nothing wrong, certainly, according to Rabba. Rava, at least in sukkah, tells us that it's mishum, the kvias of the walls. Tells us above 20, it's a diras keva, under 20, diras arai. We're talking about tzchach under 20. It hasn't hit the magic shear. It still should be diras arai, should be kosher. And even Reb Zera says that the above 20 doesn't produce tzchach on the bottom. But the understanding seems to be that the tzchach is actually above 20. Here, the tzchach, at least, some of it, is below 20. We'll get to that, behemshech advarim. But even according to Reb Zera, where's the psul here that the Gemara immediately says besukah posel? And Bifrat, Taisus doesn't help us much. Taisus seems to ask in sukkah, Rabba Shita L'man Yedu Derei Seichem. Taisus asks over here that why over here is it posel? And then Taisus says, well, you know what? It means like the Hemshech HaSugi, it's a special Gzeira Durabona. Number one, obviously Taisus was focused on Rabba. What about the other Shitas? What is the Sugi about? What's it talking about? And the Gemara then has to tell me that, you know what? Mavoi is kosher because of Kloish. Why do I have to come on to Kloish? Mavoi, certainly we're assuming, is Midin Heker. Even if we'll say it's like Rav, it's Midin Pesach, Kol Shechein. Mixus is Lamata Bichov. The Heker's there, the Pesach is there, everything, all the ingredients are there. So why do I need Kloish to be Matir, this Kaira? What's going on? Now, the Achronim all assaulted the Sugya. Everywhere I looked, in Erevin, in Sukkah, Barichus in Sukkah. I showed you a very long Pnei Yeshua. This raises all the issues. It doesn't really, isn't really Matarets. The Aruch Lener solution is that the problem is Bittul Baroiv. The Schach Lamata is Mitzarev to Lamala, and Lamala is Roiv, and it's Bittul Baroiv, and therefore there was nothing Lamata. The Loshen doesn't shtim. I mean, Rashi, Divra Maslam Mikza says, Mikzas Oivi Akara B'Teichov, U Mikzos Lamala Michov, V'chein, says, Mikzas, Mikzas. If one was Roiv and one was Mikzas, it should have been emphasized. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara is Mashma, Mikzas and Mikzas. There's no hint that there's a Roiv. The Arachnet doesn't, what the Arachnet says, is just push it not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim. What bothered me more, and this I'm sharing with you because this is, to me, always a red flag. In other words, the Achronim are all bothered by something, and the Rishonim don't even discuss it. They don't bring the issue up. And as I mentioned to you, I mentioned it in the previous sugya, because I wanted to, you know, drive home the point preparing for this sugya. In the previous sugya, when we had the sugya about Defanos Megias L'Schach, there the Rishonim jumped in and they all were bothered. Hey, wait a minute. Why over here is it possible? Defanos Megias L'Schach, Shel Tavayna, it should be kosher. So they all said Tirutzim, and there are several Tirutzim to this kasha. We spoke about a Maltera. No, none of the Rishonim address a Maltera B'Schach or B'Neres Chanukah. The Achronim do, a little bit. But the Rishonim totally ignore it. It wasn't even a Havamina. So it must have been, that must have been some shot that was simple to the Rishonim, and it was obvious, and they didn't feel it needed to be addressed. The Achronim don't seem to have that, for whatever reason, have not accepted that assumption the Rishonim have made, and therefore the Achronim have a problem and don't understand the solution. I want to minimize. You know, like I used to tell my shiur once upon a time, I used to have the X and the box and the line. I said, we're hitting the line now on the computer. You hit the line, everything comes down. We're minimizing it for more. We're going into something else. I want to share with you a sugya in Sukkah. And a Rambam, actually. There is a Gemara in Sukkah that says the following. If you have chutzin in a Sukkah that descend within to the Sukkah, 10 tefachim. You have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim high, and chutzin descend into the sukkah. And the chutzin are actually chamasa and mitzilosa. So there's one damar that says, well, if it's chamasa and mitzilosa, it's like they're not here. You have the 10 tefachim that's necessary for sukkah, kosher sukkah. The second mandamar says, no. Dira sruchi. It's a dira sruchah. It's a disgusting dira, and therefore it's posel. That's the Pashup Shat. Rabbeinu Hananel says posel. Other Rishonim say posel. And the Pashup Shat is, like I think David was saying, it's not a dira. For a sukkah to be kosher, there's another din in sukkah, besides all the different dimensions. It has to be a dira. This is not a dira. A person can't live there. It's too uncomfortable. The Rambam on this sugya makes a statement. Vitzorach lihi zoher. Shlo yuhutzin ve'olin shel schach yarden l'teich asar tfachim k'dei shlo yitzer lo yibi shivosin. He has to be careful not to allow hutzin and olin to descend into a sukkah within the 10 tfachim in order that he shouldn't be uncomfortable in his yeshiva sukkah. The Rambam doesn't say that the sukkah is possible. Tzorech li zoher. Mimanefshach. If the sukkah is possible, because of it's not a dira, it's possible. Elamai, it's not possible. So what's the tzarech li'zoyer? What kind of din is that? In the hefts of sukkah, their din with tzarech li'zoyer. So I think I remember. I didn't look it up, but if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a brisker rav that says it's a din in the yeshiva sukkah. That in the midst of yeshiva sukkah, the yeshiva should be mehuderis, should be comfortable. Should be like Kehila Yadar Babais. That's the whole mitzvah of sukkah, is that you die like the whole year. Dira. But the problem is, play a little what I call Rambam geography. The halachas of yeshiva sukkah are several prokim later. Right? Dalet Hei Vav, it's in Perek Vav. We are here in Perek Hei, one Perek later. It's a whole other din. The Rambam here is discussing the kashrus of the chetz of the sukkah, not the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. He hasn't discussed it. So how can this be a din in yeshiva sukkah? So what is this din?
Yeah, but it's he's putting it within the din of the structure of the sukkah. You have to structure. So,
but I'm trying to. But explain the din.
The structure
tzarechli. But how did tzarechli zoyer?
So I just sounds understood
like,
that when
tzarechli zoyer sounds like dinim on a gavra. Doesn't like dinim on a cheftza.
Yeah, you're right. But meaning mitzad the mitzvah, it should have been involved. But mitzad, the agenda here is to discuss the structural.
So I'm trying to understand, what is this din? Define it, categorize it, lumdicize it.
No, I'm just trying to defend the brisker rov.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it's in the wrong place. Then he should have said it later.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to.
You're trying to defend him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm suggesting from the like Rambam geography. You know, it's in the wrong place. You're saying no.
No, I was suggesting that perhaps it is in the right place.
Yeah, because we're talking about the structure. But we, you know,
it's true. Mitzvah, the mitzvah should be there. But now we're talking about the structure.
The Rambam talks about. Well, one second.
It's the structure, the inyan, the mitzvah. Yeah, that's where. Meaning, I need to know how to build the sukkah. So the Rambam puts it in there.
Hmm?
No.
2 years, only get one person. What are you saying?
The thing is, half the yeshiva, the half of the chetan sukkah. And nachanam del shirud and everything else.
Yeshiva is what you do with the sukkah. You know, if you have your tefillin, you wear your tefillin. You have your sukkah, you sit in the sukkah. So the Rambam has prakim about that the chet of the sukkah, what's kashrut, what's puzzle. Then the Rambam has. Well, so then that is, but. Good. Good. So what's the tzarich lizayir? What is it? So therefore, what? So where's the din? Where's the din?
Has what everything
it needs. Yakimosha, where's the din? So where is the din?
It's by the dimensions of the sukkah. I'm not saying copy the mitzvah, I'm saying copy the cheft of the sukkah. A cheft of the sukkah needs to provide a makom for the din. Right? That's what it needs to do. It's a din in the cheft of the sukkah. Just like it can't have more than 20 amos tall, it needs to create a separate din. It needs to be shayach for dira. And this is a makom which is shayach for dira, but it's not a nice din.
So describe what
is, so what is it?
So what is this sukkah? What is this sukkah kosher?
Yeah.
So what's the problem? What's the tzarich lizayir?
What's a hiddur in
hiddur
in
what?
Okay.
Next line. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph says, well, look back in these Rambams. Haschach shel sukkah ainu kosher mikol davar. Ein misachakin el bedavar shegidulav min aretz. Shenekam in arts, vein of a kabel tum, vein reiche ra, vein o noisher, vein o noivel tum. Halacha base. Sich ich bedover shen gidul of min arts, vein lechuber la arts, vein bedover shem a kabel tum a psula. Aval im over besich ich bedover a noivel, vein noisher, a bedover shen reiche ra, kshera. Shali amon mesachin be'elu el kadei, shali aniach hasukah v'yetze. Now, is halacha base just saying over what he said in Halacha Aleph, just with a little split? Isn't this wordy? Isn't Halacha Aleph superfluous? Tell me the din. If you do this, let's just say Halacha base, the first Halacha. Sichik medavar shengidul min haaretz, amin b'chul haaretz, amin medavar shemakal tu b'psula. Avalim over v'sichik medavar hanoivel v'noish k'sheira. And the din. The whole Halacha Aleph is totally superfluous. What's lechachila? What? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Don't do it. Is it kosher? It's not kosher. Start out with a din. Tell me if you do this, it's possible. Huh? Hmm?
He has to say the din by
yerkorah. What? Well, why? Why? Tell me. Tell.
Say what?
Two parts of schach. That's schach which is seicher. That's schach which is
schach. Isn't that what he's told me? He made a statement. Haschach shel sukkah eno kosher mikol davar. And now begin to tell me the dinim. Sichik v'davar shengidul min aretz abuchuv alaretz ay v'davar shemakabel tumah psula. Just say those dinim. Why can't I? What is missing? What halach is missing? Why does it have a sense? Sichik has stop. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what lechil. Haschach shel sukkah eno kosher mikol davar. Stop. Now he's gonna. Now tell me. Sichik v'davar shengidulav min aretz b'chubu l'aretz v'davar shemakal b'tumah psula. Aval im over v'sichik v'davar hanoiver v'hanoivel v'noisher b'davar shereichei ra k'sheira shlo amren mesachin be'elu l'kadei shle yaniach haksuka v'yetzei.
That's telling you what the texture stuff has to be.
It's telling me the dinim. Some things are possible and some things you shouldn't do. They
gzeira d'rabanan. They're not psuli, but partly things aren't psuli, but etzah.
What? So what's the difference? But it's telling me the din. It's telling me it's halachas of the chetzah.
But it's got.
But what has it got?
It's seichich, it gives you shade, it gives you everything. But maisa, it doesn't give you dira.
And therefore what? So what's wrong? Am I yaitse? If I sit in that sukkah, am I yaitse?
It's a sukkah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Bidiyevet what? Bidiyevet, I was yaitse the mitzvah bidiyevet? Huh? Rabbi Sai. We see from here that there is a third din. There is not only the chetz of the sukkah, the yeshivas of sukkah, but there are dinim in asiyas sukkah. There are halachas in how to build a sukkah. And that's how the Rambam begins. He tells you, haschach shel sukkah in a kosher be called davar. Number one, ein mesachachin. You are not mesachach. Ela bedavar shegidulav min aretz, shenekar min aretz, v'ne makabal tumah. Those are the only items that you can use to build a sukkah. You cannot. It's also to build a sukkah. Also, it's also to build a sukkah in any other way. Look at this lashon around him. Avalim avar v'sichech. Avar. Avar. What is to do? Avar is an. I was over some of it. What a favor. What did I do wrong? You are over a din of how to build a sukkah. When you build a sukkah in an errant fashion, you're over dinim. There are halachas of how to build them, and you have violated that din. And now there are dinim after you've built this sukkah. Now what do I do? Yes, yes. There are dinim of how to build it. Im avar v'sichi. That's what he means. What's the avar? Avar means you're over my din. Chazal told you how to build the din, how to build the sukkah. You built it in incorrectly. You built the sukkah in an incorrect way. I don't know if you will get punished. You were over on Divrei Chachamim. Yes. I'm not playing God now on Rosh Hashanah, but I am saying that you were over something. You were over the dinim of the Chazal said to build a sukkah.
So he holds like Rashi that.
Who says you don't make a bracha? Just because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing. By the way, that's part of the raya. You see, there are dinim. You see, you make a bracha even when you build the sukkah.
Shechiyanu.
Yeah, but it's on the sukkah. You're connecting to the sukkah when you build it.
I haven't
said that. I said there are dinim in asiyas sukkah. I haven't gone so far as to categorize it as mitzvah, but I'm showing you that there are halachas that Chazal were misaking in asiyas sukkah. That's true, but I'm showing you something else. No, that's correct. But you do see, it's not mochruch, but you see something. You see at least that it's called connecting to the chefts of sukkah when I build it. The halach of Shechiyanu is when you relate to the mitzvah. You relate to it when you do it, which is when we make the bracha, you make it when you're holding the kais, but also when you are building the sukkah. At that point in time, you are also relating to the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? It has to be because there's some halachic concept called asiyas sukkah. Now, that is what I think the Rambam is addressing in halacha base. V'tzorech lihizor. Where's lihizor? It's in the yeshiva? No, the yeshiva's not bidiyevet. Is it in the chefza? It's in kosher apostle. Those such things are bidiyevet chefza. Elamai, the dinim are in the asiyas sukkah. You should be careful in these dinim of asiyas sukkah, in building the sukkah, tzorech lihi zoher, that you do it right.
What about the Gemara? What about the Sloshin Srucha? How does that? Srucha sounds like, meaning the result
that's how the Rambam is learning it. It's Dira Srucha is, it's in the Asiya Sukkah. Do not build a Sukkah, a Dira Srucha. There's nothing technically wrong with this. It's not possible. It's not possible, but you shouldn't build your Dira Srucha.
I'm saying the Gemara should relate to the Pu'ula. It's a bad Pu'ula.
No, it isn't. That's how the Rambam learned on the idea. The Dira Srucha is, it's a Dira. Dira Srucha. You shouldn't build it this way. Don't build a Dira Srucha. It's a din in the Asiya Sukkah.
You say Tazlumnos is also the same idea as Asiya Sukkah.
Maybe. I mean what you could tell me is, in other words, and I wouldn't necessarily object that there is actually a mitzvah of Asiya Sukkah. That's a whole longer shmooze. Rashi in Makkos and Pavches. Together with the there's a shiltus. There's a lot to talk about in terms of whether or not there's actually a mitzvah of a siyas sukkah. But I wanted to show you this. This is a third concept that we don't think about. That the mitzvah of asiyas sukkah. Now,
dinim
of in asiyas sukkah. Now, fast forward to Erev. We have a din in our mission. Mavui shugavoya lemala mesrimama yemait. We have a similar lashon in sukkah. With one word different, but the same idea. In fact, when we spoke about that in the first shiur, that's what it means. Sukkah shila gavoya lamala me'esrim ama psula. Which the Rishonim took to mean, you might. Same idea. Why it said psula, not you might. That's what they addressed. That's basically what it's saying. So, Rabbi Sai, I suggest to you what's going on here is simple. It's so simple. The Mishnah is adinim in tikkun mavoi, tikkun erevin. That's what the Gemara is called, Dapim and Dapim, Tikkun Erevin. These are dinim in Tikkun HaKaira. If the Kaira is the Malam Ichav, the din is Yema'et. If the Sukkah is the Malam Ichav, the din is Yema'et. In fact, the Gemara, what's going on? Mavoi is kosher and Sukkah is posel. Maishna b'mavoi de kosher. Damrin and Kloish. Why are you being machshir the mavoi? Don't you have to be ma'ayit? No. You're going to tell me the following. What's above chaf, the mice of the mavoi technically has all the ingredients. Just it's a little bit above chaf. The halacha tells me we are royin. We're misyachis. What's above chaf, kilo, it's not here. It's not necessary for the mavoi. It doesn't add to the kashrus of it. The halacha tells me I can view it, I can be machshiv it as if there is no mavoi l'malam ichav. If there's no mavoi l'malam ichav, If there's no kara l'malam ichav, good, it's kosher. For the Gemara, then do the same thing by sukkah. By the schach, do exactly the same thing. Why are you telling me that a sukkah l'malam ichav is a problem? Let's view what's l'malam ichav. What I have l'mat b'chav, l'chara is ought to be enough. Get to that. That has to do with the Terus and Mataisus. But what's Lamala Michal isn't here. What's the difference between Mavli and Sukkah? Ella, says the Gemara, it's not such a problem. Gemara says, I kalshat havila chamos from mitzilosa. Gemara says, if you will view what's above 20 like it's not here, then you're going to have schach that is chamos v'mitzilosa. We have machlokes rishonim what that means. But whatever it means, it's telling me if you take this away, your sukkah, your schach isn't kosher. For the Gemara, well, this is no different. Hachanami, ikalshat, havila kairin, and he tells us baruch. If you take away what's above, if halachically you kind of imagine that this doesn't exist, what's lamata michav isn't going to be kosher either. Because the mavoi, the kaira, has to be bria. This isn't bria, it's going to blow away. So you can't do that. Okay, now it gets a little fancy. The Gemara says, Ela korchacha nasu kishpudin shel mateches. Hachanami al korchach nasis tzilos mumichamosa. What's the Gemara's answer? How'd you guys understand? Now you see the way I'm thinking. How'd you guys get to this last line? Is it there? It's not there. I'll answer once, one at a time.
Even though legally it's not there, we still factor in the Metzius.
What do you mean by factor in the Metzius?
We take that under consideration and add it to the...
In din it's not there, in Metzius it's here. I thought of that too. Is that what he means? So here,
Rashi clearly says that.
Does he? Where does he say it? Which one? Which one? Which Rashi? Which one?
Just
the last one. Hachanami, yeah. Chashoyv oisa kishpudin kveidin. So what? Chashoyv oisa teinami cliche. Yeah, leishadi luzika.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Delamidi shaklas mina elaroyin hu de kamrina.
You're already imagining it. It's adding echus to the commas that's the little commas that's there.
So okay, I'm not going to really argue, but I'm getting a knetch. This bothered me. Like, you know, it's imagination versus metzias. I'm just going to add one knetch. What I think he's saying is like this.
Dinim in imagination versus metzias.
What?
Dinim, which are the imagination against. Sometimes a din.
Why is it running?
But we're making dinim here too.
Sometimes called moisif gerea. Sometimes just because you're adding something else. It's gerea on the sukkah. And we're saying
now, it's got extra bit on the sukkah. So that is gerea. But sometimes we need the extra bit to add ourselves in it. Like kerabria. So what are you saying? What does it mean? Why are we saying now, nasik kishbudin, shel barzel, the Gemara says, what does it mean? Nasik, why is it nasik kishbudin? What's the knetch the Gemara is hitting? Just that metzias is here. Yeah, I understand, but the Gemara just said it's not here. So how could it be here and not be here? So I'm just adding a knetch. It just bothered me. I think what the Gemara is addressing is this. It's true. Lamala michaf, not here. But with respect to lamata michaf, it's here. Now we moved it down. I didn't say that. I said that with dinim of lamala michaf. Those dinim, which is essentially the dinim that the Mishnah is addressing, Yemayit, it's not here. But with respect to the halachas of lamata michaf, for example, my kaira lamata michaf, what's the problem with it? It's halash. Legabe this, that what's above gives a chizuk to what's below, that it's kishpudin shel barzel. It's not going to blow away. It's stark. The same thing with the schach. What is lamala michaf is giving dinim to what is lemata michaf, to give it dinim that it's tzilasim ruba mechamosov.
What's the husband? Why should it be this way?
Yeah. My son told me someone's going to ask me that.
No,
you're in the kol whole year. We don't ask that question. We don't ask why. We ask what.
No,
what the dinim is.
Obvious.
Why is it? Why it lumdus? It makes 100% sense. Why shouldn't it be?
What's Kloish doing?
I don't understand.
What don't you understand? Kloish is the reason why, what it's doing is, it is removing the chiyuv to memayit the kaira. Because the chiyuv is, the din is, if a kaira is above 20, it has to be lowered. It's not because the kaira is possible. It's halacha and the kaira being above 20. It's a dinim in tikkun kaira. It's very important. I want to be medayak my lashon. It's a dinim in tikkun hakayra. Well, I was trying to show you. In other words, it's a loose dimyon, but I wanted to show you the concept. I wanted to bring you from there that you see the idea that there is something else, that there are, the Chazal made halachas and how you make something. Now I'm playing a game a little. I'm changing it slightly. I'm saying it's how you fix things. The Chazal made didim, and when you have a kaira lamala michav, it has to be nismite. It has to. You have to lower it, and this is lamala michav. And how can it be that this is kosher? And Rabba said it is. So the Gemara says the only way you can do it is just will it away, which is what the Gemara says. You're saying it's kosher because of kloish, so let's say the same thing by sukkah. Now, the Rishonim understood the Stavra Pashut. That's what the sugi is about. They didn't speak it out because it's obvious that's what the sugi was about. The Achronim were looking, where's the psul and the kav? What's wrong with the kaira? The answer is, even if there was anything wrong with the kaira, there was still a din. As the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is meduyik. When it's lamala michaf, it must be lowered. The schach is lamala michaf, it must be lowered. Yes, that's correct. That's how Chazal expressed the halacha. Right. That's correct. It's halacha and tikkuni kaira. Chazal made halachas about tikkuni kaira, and we're going to discuss this more. You're going to see this again in other places. You'll see my rayas, Amir Tzashem, the Hemshech Hazman. Give me time.
So how does Kloish help?
Have your ears perked up. You're going to be all over me, huh?
At what stage does Kloish move in?
Right away. How can you?
So I was never misaking it higher than 20.
you worm it. You made it more than 20. That's how you built it.
So
you have to do something about it. So the Gemara is saying, but the Rabbi said kosher. So how can it be kosher? So it means you must be saying a concept of kloish. You're saying to me, if I can look at what's above 20 like it's not here, and still have a kosher mavui, higher than I'm kosher, then I don't know if you might. So the Gemara said, "Well, do they then say the same thing by Schach? Oh, Schach got a problem. I got the same problem." Gemara went back and forth.
It's not something that I'm doing. Kloish.
You're not doing anything. Kloish is imagining. Rashi says, and Kloish. I didn't read the Rashi, but it's Rashi says, "Royin keilu nital oisay ha'oivi shayyitzel lemalav etay kaira daka."
How can you ignore it?
How can you ignore it?
If it's my law, then has it been?
You can, in Lomdes, can man turn out things.
It's a side din of if it's there, you have to play.
It is what we are learning. Guess what? We are learning this. I'm even dropping a chiddush on you here. We are learning this sugya. That is what this parak is about. Fixing that kaira.
It's still a problem with my law because there's a din of no.
So the Gemara is saying that the halot, what was mechayev me to memai, it was because there's something above 20 kloish. It's not there. If you can view it, if you don't need it, you can view it like it's not here. This is not part of the kaira. The essential kaira, which is matir my thing, is what's below 20. That's all I need. And then I'm good. But the Gemara asks, you can't do that. Because, right? By schach, you got to say the same thing. By schach, you can't do it. It goes back and forth. The Gemara explains to me, no, you can do it. Because I only need this kloish with respect to one halacha. What's lamala michav? What is lamata michav? I don't need these demons.
Once you're matured, I don't care about the
psalm. Right.
You built it wrong. No, it wasn't. You built it wrong. So he says it's keilu yom mamai. You need to do something. So it's kind of the Torah moves in and does the kloish for you, so you don't need to do the mir.
The problem is above 20. The problem is when a kaira is above 20, you must be mamaided.
Sounds like you're a pine.
Half of it isn't.
Huh?
Half
of it
isn't. That bit sounds like
a pine. But the half that was the problem. And the halacha was going to tell me, you can imagine the half is not being there. We don't need it. The halacha, the din, the kaira doesn't
he's
need
not
it.
Working with not assumption. He's not working with that assumption.
Right, right. I don't need it. So the halacha says you don't have to do siachas with it.
Didn't have that.
And without that, we wouldn't
need it.
I'm doing shach levitari, is that okay? I'm doing shach levitari, is that okay?
There's only heka.
I'm just teasing you. Because I don't want what I'm saying may come back to haunt you someday.
Well, who's saying? What Rebbe's
saying?
What
I said, yeah. I'm looking to the future, you know. I'm not exactly Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Raya Ossi. I'm not Yedei Mifal Kulam, but just telling you, I want you to get the language.
He's asking why you don't want to say that there's a psul in the Kaira.
Yeah, because there's no psul in the Kaira. The Kaira's fine. It just has dinim. It has a din in it. The psul is, in a sense, it is psul. It has a sense that it has to be mimaided. In Hilchos Kaira, there's nothing wrong, but the halacha is that if you build a Kaira more above 20, you have to mimaid it.
Why does Rebbe?
What? The Achronim weren't operating with this concept. They were operating that there has to be something wrong with the Kaira in order to explain why you mimaid it. I'm saying what's wrong with the Kaira is simply that it's above 20. There's nothing technically wrong in Hilchos Kaira. But there's a din, as the Mishnah expresses itself, in telling me that when the Kaira is above 20, it has to be mimaid. Now, if you want to say
it's not just Sarah Chizoy,
I don't even know. That's a good point. In other words, are you allowed to metalto Kolzman?
Obviously not.
Well, I don't
know. What Rebbe's learning psula means you're allowed to be mitalta.
Well, in sukkah it says that it's possible. It says that the lashon is psula. I mean, again, remember. We have to be careful because the Gemara immediately is saying that it's kosher and it's saying you'd say kloish. But he's saying if we wouldn't say kloish in achinami, then it sounds like the mavi with the kair would be possible.
Right, but according to Rebbe, it should be a din l'chachila. Meaning, if we're paralleling this to
because the tikkun of the kair is all part of the tikkun of the mavi. This is it's all one halacha. The tikkun of the kair is the tikkun of the mavi. If you haven't had a kair,
we didn't say this by sukkah. I mean, by sukkah it was only a tzorach lizor. It wasn't likuv.
No, because that was the halacha that was being said there. I'm agreeing over here that's the halacha that's being said. It's saying to you that there is the.
There's a din on the gavra to be masaka the mavi, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole mavi. And not only is that meaning that is also likuv in the mavi. How does that work?
Understand.
I mean, I understand you're over. How does that make the model possible if I do it?
Because the Kol's man.
Kol is fine. How does that work? Yes.
Yeah. He's asking if it's only a din in the tikkun, so the mashmaos says that you can't carry there Kol's man that you are mamayit. So I'm saying it's a little different.
So the
difference here is that the apparent halacha seems to be saying that the tikkun, the necessary tikkun of the mavui, implies that there's something wrong with the mavui until I'm sacking it. So it calls man that the mavui needs this tikkun. I would assume that it's usher.
But we said there is no psul in the mavui.
You know, psul in the curry, I mean.
Yeah. You want to say there's psul in the mavui and not in the curry? It becomes a psul in the mavui like by proxy? Like because of us?
Yeah, because once you find this din that you have to be maided, so you are. Like,
no, this is a massive chiddush, no?
It's different. I didn't, you know, I mean exact tushtel to a CSS.
No, but isn't this a chiddush in mechanic? Lombus.
Again, I'm not saying the list of passwords, but it means you match putting on a
CSS. By the way, I want to prove all this to you. I want to show you something that's going to prove it to you. Huh?
In the list of passwords, your match going to go on to a CSS.
Well, 1 second.
It sounds to me the chur now. There's a very big chur now. It's in the right, right? And it did, that we need let's say, a chur, we can't hack it. Right?
I'm saying that after the halachas have been expressed, why we need it, what the union of 20, there's still a halacha was said that if the kair is above 20, it needs miut. And this
because,
is not
because of what? Because of a separate thing. The reason why it's the mile in the estrin that it needs to be in the mile in this sugya.
So that's why I'm bringing this out. In other words, this is after those this 20 was set for those reasons. But then there is another halacha that said that when you built the mavui, when you built the kaira, if you built it over 20, there's a halacha to be made. Now, why that is, I don't know. If you want to say the Gan Yaakov, because you're chayshish, that maybe all of it's above 20. They don't say anything. They don't say anything. I don't think they felt they had to, because the halacha is constructed as being at 20. I didn't get to read my right. I'll have to sing it tomorrow. Yeah, the idea is that the din is that a kaira lamala michof needs tikkun gemarnu. Not because it's not giving heker, even if it is giving heker. But the Chazal said, the same thing by Sukkah, that there's a din in the kair of the malam that needs to have tikkun.
No, it's the mashmaos from all the Mishnah. The Mishnah is that the only reason why they said that a kair of the malam mechaf needs tikkun is because it's not a heker.
Meaning that mamai.
Well, they weren't discussing this particular nakuda, this case. The Gemara. This is an amazing case. This is a case where you have heker and you also have the psul.
What would come out now is that this case is a completely different than the case of the Mishnah.
No, this case is what comes out of the din of the Mishnah.
He's understanding the mind.
The Rishonim in the Mishnah were
right.
The Rishonim in the Mishnah were addressing the whole basic halacha of Kaira and why it needs to be 20 and what its reasons are, whether it's hot, whether it's Pesach.
So they weren't going on the din yamayit.
This yamayit is unique to our sugya. It's a very interesting case where the kaira technically is kosher, but it violates a din that a kaira l'mal b'chav has to be yamayit.
But the Mishnah's word yamayit. So Rebbe's learning how.
Kipshutai.
Kipshutai. Ah, so we're not going back to
you
the Mishnah.
You have to lower it.
No.
You have to lower the sugya. You have to lower it. And so the Gemara is saying, if you tell me you don't have to lower it, so what are you saying?
Rebbe was stressing the word yamayit. Oh, you're stressing only an ounce.
I'm stressing it that it's halachas of tikkun. Of tikkun, of when you
but not
built,
in the Mishnah.
The way the Mishnah is worded, it's telling you, if you did this, be mimayit. It doesn't tell, it's expressing.
Why would I need that in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, I don't need to focus on the God. There's a soul here.
So I'm telling you, so the our Gemara has drawn out, the Rishonim understood as the Rapashin, that there are halachas. When you build a something in a wrong way, you have to fix it. And it's telling you that the halacha was, when it was above chaf, it had to be fixed. It's not like I don't have a kaira. It's dinam and tikkun. It's important to say it this way, because we're going to see cases that are going to produce all kinds of interesting halachas. That's what I wanted to bring out. We'll have to do it next time. I'll speak it out. If you when you see the hemshech, the ritva down here, you'll read it differently.
Well, so and it's which looks like he's bothered with this in the Mahalav Esrei. It's Shalta Ba'eva.
You mean the Tosafos and Sukkah? Yeah, I didn't get to it. I'll talk about it. Mitzvah Hashem, I have to run. I will, I'm not going away.